I feel like I live in Orwell's America, Lee.
Yeah.
Okay. All this pretending about this migrant funding and all of that with FEMA.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of pretending. And the left has learned now, they've gotten very lazy. If something makes them look bad, they could just say, ah, misinformation.
Yeah.
And that's it. The media will accept it at face value. They have no more interest in digging in. Except, you know, maybe asking why the people saying true things aren't being censored.
Right.
Okay. Let's stop the pretending and do this. I spent a lot of my time this weekend digging through this question. Number one, why are all these disasters seem so understaffed? And I started digging into the question after that viral video came out of the Asheville airport where a woman who works for the hospital overheard FEMA people saying, this is why we're so understaffed here in Asheville. We're on the border. And I went, I wonder if that's true. I didn't take it at face value. So I start looking all weekend long through the archives of NPR, the New York Times, government committee meetings, government publications. I do not use in what I'm telling you a single conservative source, not one. In fact, there aren't any because we didn't know this before. Yeah. So I'm looking at this April 22nd, 2024. Okay. Before we ever even knew there would be a Hurricane Helene, there was a U.S. House of Representatives committee meeting. It's their Appropriations Committee. They held a hearing. They hauled in FEMA Administrator Diane Criswell. Diane warned exactly what we're seeing now would happen. Emergency management, she said, FEMA's emergency management, they're going to run out of money by the end of the year. And she said, why? Well, you're asking us to do too much. What was included? They're on the border. Let me read to you again, April 2024. They were debating this in Congress. They knew this would be a problem. Many members of the committee highlighted their concerns over funding the Shelter and Services Program. Gives the money to migrants. Mm-hmm. Previously known as the Emergency Food and Shelter Program. Okay. Members of the committee were concerned about the amount of money from this program going to migrants crossing the southern border. Questions about this program largely overshadowed discussions of FEMA's larger operational issues. Congress knew about it. They knew it would be a problem, and they discussed it. Now, you're going to love what Criswell said. You're going to love this because the answer is right here, okay? What the Democrats are seeing right now is this, I can't believe it's this much, $800 million fund approved by Congress in 2022. So yes, the Democrats are rightly. They're not moving money around, sneaking it to migrants. Congress approved this. Thank you, Mike Johnson, for re-upping it, you traitor. I don't want to see that man's face on TV trashing Democrats anymore. I lose my mind. I don't want to be what they are. I don't want to be a liar. Mike Johnson's a liar. He keeps funding this stuff and then walking around going, oh, the Democrats, the border. Stop funding it, Mike, or shut up. You're a liar. And don't tell me Jesus one more time. I'm going to lose my mind. This guy's got Jesus all over his Twitter feed. It makes me crazy. Don't go lie to me on TV and then tell me that you pray to Jesus. Leave Jesus out of it. You go to lie, fine. Be a politician. But don't play holier than thou. It drives me crazy. He's a liar. Because when he re-upped the fund, he continued what Kevin McCarthy, Republican speaker, started funding this. And it never should have been funded. And it wouldn't have been funded if he gave the Republicans the appropriations bills they demanded. That's why they tried to impeach him as speaker and the Democrats saved him. Okay, so that's where we are. That's how we got here. But here's the problem. Here's the big lie. When the Republicans in April asked the head of FEMA at this meeting, hey, you know, you're giving $800 million basically every year to these migrants. It looks like the flood side of this thing's kind of underfunded. You're going to run out of money. And you know what she said? She said, well, if that happens, if the disaster relief fund runs out, listen to this. She said, FEMA would be forced to enact its immediate needs funding policy, which pauses non-emergency response related activities, like the one in the illegal immigrant fund.
Bingo.
In order to maintain preparedness, the money moves. You want debt unfunded, Mike Johnson? Stay home. They don't need the money. They have it. Let it run out. Let it run out. So now we're playing a stupid little game, okay? And this was the director of FEMA explaining in April to Congress. No, giving $800 million a year to illegal immigrants as part of the voter drive is not going to compromise disaster preparedness because, she says, if we run out of money overall, it will trigger the INF policy and we'll be forced to move the money. Trigger it.
Yep. Please.
Trigger it.
And quit calling it misinformation when this is pointed out.
This is from her testimony. I'm reading from her congressional testimony.
Well, the White House press secretary is sitting there lying about it. She talked about in 2022 about how that money was available for migrants. And then in 2024, she said anything about it. I mean, just this week, said if you're talking about this, that that's not true. Well, which is it? Because she's saying both things.
And here's what's so outrageous. Okay, there, and Washington Post has written about this. New York Times has written about this. NPR has written about this on and on and on and on and on and on. They were thrilled that the migrants got all the funding, but worried because what happened with FEMA is they're just having trouble hiring people. And so they're 6,000 short, right? And so that created a problem because so many of what remains have been left on the border. They've got a shortage. And so now these people are getting short shrifted from East Palestine to Lahaina to now Asheville. This is not hard stuff to understand. And so when Karine Jean-Pierre lied yesterday to Peter Ducey and said, it's Congress's fault, they need to come back. No, it's not. The FEMA director, April, said, don't worry. Don't worry. If the funds for the hurricanes run out, we got plenty more. We will be forced to implement our immediate needs fund. And guess what? The non-emergency funds for the illegals move.
So the mechanism for it is already there.
Yes,
there's
already
nothing
there.
Necessary for
nope.
Congress or anyone to do. The agency itself could move that money. According to what the director said.
If they run out.
Yeah.
If they run out. Not just because they feel like it. They would have to trigger the policy.
Exactly.
But yes, yes, absolutely.
But so there's a mechanism in place is my
yes.
point.
Now, okay, this is why this makes so much sense. Because I was wondering, why would Mayorkas come out and announce, hey, well, you know, the illegals are funded, but we're out of money for the Americans. Why would Mayorkas do that? Because he wants more money. Why does he want more money? Because what they're panicked about, and they should be, is that without the FEMA money to move the illegals, to shelter them, to house them, to feed them, and to move them into the interior, they're going to what? Stack up on the border.
Mm-hmm.
Disaster photo op going into this election.
Or be a problem for the local Democrats.
That
like
too.
The governors and the mayors of the Democrat cities where they're being moved to.
And the biggest problem, Lee, is this. The illegals might not come. If that money gets cut, think about this for a minute.
Yeah.
If that money gets cut off, okay? I'm going to play this again this hour. I'm going to make sure I do it every single hour today. Forgive me if you listened yesterday, but we had all the problems, you know, with the broadcast. I'm going to play it again. It is an interview. It is a shelter in New York. That shelter got over $40 million of this money one time and $60 million another time. And the reporter's out there interviewing two illegals. One says, I came in July. The other came in August. They'd been there 7 and 8 months. Room service and a maid to wait on them. Free breakfast and lunch every day. Free medical care, they said. And do you have a job? She said, no, I didn't have time to get a job. Well, what, pray tell, are you doing?
Yeah.
So think about this. When you have something like North Carolina happen, right, and they run out of money, that trips the emergency needs funding. The money moves from paying for illegals' housekeeping and hotels and food so they can stay in New York. It has to move to North Carolina. And what happens? You have millions of illegals living off the U.S. taxpayer suddenly stranded in America. And here's the problem. They could theoretically go get a job because the Biden administration has announced, hey, we're not doing workplace enforcement. Hire all the illegals you want. Break the federal law. We love that. Okay, but here's the problem. In a country that Powell, our Federal Reserve Chairman, admits is really only creating 100,000 jobs a month for the whole country, you can't get 8 million illegals jobs. It's probably about 5 million adults, honestly, 5, 6 million. There aren't enough. So now, boy, do you have a problem on your hands. So you take that $800 million in funding. Donald Trump's walking around going, oh, I'd have to deport them. Oh, no. Oh, they'll deport themselves very quickly. They're only able to stay because FEMA funnels them the money. So can you see the level of disaster you'd be at there? I mean, when you consider less than half of illegal immigrant adults have a job in America, this is how they're living. It would cut them all off. Can you imagine millions of people with no means of support? And yeah, they could. I mean, theoretically, they could go get a job, but there's not enough jobs. I mean, there's not mathematically. Jerome Powell, you know, admitted this, Lee. That is an epic disaster. So they have to keep the illegals funded. and they got to run it through FEMA. And the problem they have is game's up. Everybody knows where the money is. How many years have I been saying, where is the money coming from to pay for all these people? We know they're getting the money. Here, right there, they're running it through FEMA, $800 million a year. Thank you, Mike Johnson. I hope Trump sacks your rear end. You are a loser and a liar. And ditto for Kevin McCarthy.